This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, May 27th. God's word for you today is, own it. This is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 4 to 5. And it says, then my people will join together in tears to seek the Lord, and they will ask the way to Jerusalem, and they will start back home again. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3 says, so I turned my face to the Lord God, seeking him. When you are in a face-to-face conversation with someone, your face shows your emotion and vice versa. Let me give you a quick secret, a tip that can help you. I discovered that when someone is talking to me, or I want to talk to someone, and I leave what I am doing, turn towards, give that person my full attention, they usually like it. This tip is for both men and women, husbands and wives. Your husband is talking to you, and that is when you want to wash the dishes. You are walking around fixing this, fixing that. It communicates disrespect, and you need to fix that. Daniel turned his face to the Lord, seeking him. Turn your face to the Lord in prayer, even physically, repeatedly. The Bible talks about how Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you. For example, by the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you. He looked up. Jesus turned his face physically towards heaven. When I express my desires with emotions, it becomes clear to me that the best I can bring starts on my knees. The best you can bring starts on your knees. The fifth thing you should do in praying through a crisis is ask for mercy. Own the issue and stop pointing fingers. We need mercy as a race right now. Go to God and ask for mercy. Stop pointing fingers at anyone, any system, any government, any nation, and the list goes on and on. Own it. I need help. God have mercy on me. Remember, Daniel was 15 years old. He was just a teenager when he was taken into captivity. So he could not have done anything major to offend God like his father and his forefathers had done. And he was in captivity, paying for the sins of his fathers and his forefathers that he did not contribute to till he was 85. But Daniel's prayer, Daniel chapter 9, verse 5 to 6, verse 13 to 14 says, we have sinned and done wrong. We have rebelled against you and ignored your commands and rejected your laws. We have refused to listen to your servants, the prophets. We kept on sinning, never giving you a second thought, oblivious to your clear warnings. So you had no choice but to let disaster loose on us, since we persistently and defiantly ignored you. Wait a minute. But he did not do anything, but still he owned it. That is big. You need to own it when you stand before God to ask for mercy. Let us pray. Father, it is against you that I have sinned. Have mercy on me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.